Stringer and the Oil Well Indians, Number 10, by Lou Cameron, narrated by Barry Press. Chapter 1. The first thing Stringer noticed about Tulsa was that he seemed overdressed for the occasion. Recalling the erstwhile flag stop of Creek City as a cow town, he dropped off the night train in faded but clean blue denims and a reasonably clean Rough Rider hat that was supposed to be pearl gray. But the planks of the railroad platform were coated with sticky black rock oil, and a mist of the same stinky stuff was descending on him from the sullen red midnight sky. So he ran with his Gladstone bag for the shelter of the depot waiting room, lest he wind up looking like that tar baby in the Uncle Remus stories. As he braced his already greasy Gladstone on a bench to get his yellow rain slicker, an older gent, puffing a pipe across the aisle, chuckled and said, "Great minds run in the same channels. Old Black Jack Sinclair just brung in another gusher up to the west end of town. Won't be a fit night out for man or beast till they cap the son of a bitch with a Christmas tree." He spat and added morosely, "I wish they wouldn't drill right here in town, don't you?" Stringer didn't answer until he'd slipped into his slicker. Then he opined rock oil sure smelled disgusting. As the old-timer allowed there was money in stink, if you had enough of it to sell, Stringer considered the S&W 38, reposing in its coiled gun rig atop his other possibles. The Indian nation had been rough country in its day, he knew. But hell, a new century had dawned, and they were calling it the Oklahoma Territory these days. He'd been sent to do a feature on the spanking new rock oil industry, not to start a war. So he proceeded to shut the lid on his old six-gun, and would have, had not the streets...